talk about this measure.
It would establish 2,500-foot buffer zones between oil and gas development, fracking operations, and occupied buildings such as homes and schools, and also vulnerable areas like playgrounds and water sources.
Didn't a similar one fail recently?
There was an effort to place two ballot initiatives on last year's ballot. One was very similar, as you say, to this one. It was for 2,500-foot buffer zones around homes, schools, playgrounds, water sources. The other one was to give communities local control to decide if they wanted to increase regulation on fracking, bans or moratoria, that sort of thing. Both of those had gathered enough signatures to get on the ballot, but unfortunately the Secretary of State's office threw out too many of the signatures for pedantic reasons, we think. So unfortunately we didn't have enough extra signatures for the number that were thrown out to still make the ballot. So we're giving it another go, and this year we are focusing our efforts on just passing one ballot initiative, which should make that task a lot easier.
Well, Micah, I'm wondering if I can ask you a personal question. Why are you invested in this? Why are you on the board of Colorado Rising?
Well, I'm extremely concerned about the impacts of fracking on our communities. I'm a mom of two kids. Colorado is at the epicenter of fracking, really, in the nation. And we're seeing more and more health studies come forward that are showing really negative impacts to people who live close to fracking, like increase certain types of cancers, leukemias, decreased birth weight, birth defects, trouble breathing, increased asthma. We did a tour about a month ago in northern Colorado of fracking impacts, and there was a scientist there who said that 30 to 40% of the ozone precursors in the Front Range region, which has now a F grade air quality rating from the American Lung Association, he said 30 to 40% of those ozone precursors are from oil and gas, from fracking. So for lots of different reasons, you know, to our health and also our global climate and our environment, our water resources, our quality of life, I'm concerned about it for all of those reasons.
Recently, Colorado lawmakers voted down a bigger setback. You know, then this was post Firestone.
Yeah,
so
right.
I guess I'm wondering what makes you confident that this could get enough signatures to get on the ballot this time.
Well, the difference is what you were referring to was a statewide legislative effort, and it was really sad that they couldn't all rally behind it. All it was increasing the distance from fracking from schools rather than it just being from school buildings. It was to increase it to be away from the school playgrounds. Right now, oil and gas companies can frack only 500 feet from a home and 1,000 feet from a school building. Many times the playgrounds will go, you know, hundreds of feet, even 1,000 feet from the school building. And so in several different places, we've seen fracking right adjacent to the playgrounds and the sports fields by our schools. And so the very idea that our legislators did not protect our children by increasing the setbacks and having it be from the school playground is very disturbing. We're blessed here in Colorado that we have the ballot initiative process. We don't have to look to our legislators to pass things for us. We can pass our own ballot initiative efforts. We have seen in polling that especially after the multiple accidents and explosions and leaks by schools and things that have happened in the last several months, people are increasingly very disturbed that this industry is far too close to our homes and schools. We've seen polling at 62% across the political spectrum. And so we believe that this has a really good chance of passing.
Well, now you're in the process of collecting signatures. Is that correct?
Not yet. We've just submitted ballot language, and that can be a month to even 3 months of a process to get through. But what we did do is today we launched an online pledge to sign. That is going to allow people to go to our website, which is corising.org, and they can click on pledge, and they can pledge to sign the ballot initiative today. You have to physically sign a paper petition for Colorado's statewide ballot initiative process. So if they sign the online pledge, then we will contact them when we actually have gotten through the legislative board and are ready to actually collect handwritten signatures.
There is a new state law about collecting signatures for ballot initiatives that seems to make it more difficult. You have to get more signatures and a bigger percentage. Can you talk about that?
So you're referring to ballot initiative 71 that passed last year, and that first constitutional ballot initiative. So we decided to go with a statutory ballot initiative rather than constitutional because the rules of 71 do not apply to statutory ballot initiatives.
Micah Parkin on the board of Colorado Rising, thanks very much for taking the time to talk to me today.
Thank you so much for having me.